Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you, you want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, right now, not in 30 or 40 years, but today, so you can have that life that you love, to be with those that you love. And on top of that, you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience, but you know your life is meant to be more. It's bigger than you. You know that your life is about a purpose. And as a result, you don't only want to create that financial prosperity, which is necessary, but as you create that financial prosperity and freedom for yourself, you can create a ripple effect through other people's lives as a Rippler. And I'm proud to be a Rippler along with you guys. I'm proud you're part of this movement. Thank you so much for tuning in, for sharing this show, for binging on it, for doing whatever, but more importantly, for actually applying it, for doing it. I appreciate those who have reached out recently, and there's been so many good conversations I've had lately, and it reminds me every day why I can't just quit, why I can't just live comfortably and be comfortable in my life, just to just enjoy my own prosperity, but that I can share these blessings with you too. So thank you for allowing me to do this each and every day. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great ebook on there. You could check that out. Also, a word from our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. If you guys want to be able to invest with as little as $100 and be able to make great returns, including 10% return paid out monthly, regular monthly cash flow, and not only doing that for yourself, but also be able to create a ripple effect in the sense that you're able to help other people stay in their homes, refinance, and be able to help keep them in their homes. And so a great thing to check out, a great purpose, a great cause, and it pays great, great cash flow. So if you want to check that out, go to fundingahp.com. That's www.fundingahp, as an American Homeowner Preservation.com. So today, guys, I want to talk with a certain group of you. I know a lot of you of this group are following me, but I want to just kind of have a conversation, right? And because over the last, especially the last few years, as I've kind of retargeted my message, I haven't been as much focusing on just finding money leaks, right? I mean, there's great episodes, tons of episodes on that throughout, especially as you go early on, even throughout, there's great episodes about how to find more money, find more resource and be creative that way. But more recently, of course, in the last few years, and this is just because as I progress and grow, I hope you do the same. And so, I never want to teach anything I'm not doing myself. And so as a result, of course, a few years ago when I was, 3 years ago to be exact, I was able to be financially independent once again. And that's where I said, all right, I'm going to teach people to do the same thing. I didn't feel integrity to do that before. It was more about, finding cash and creating freedom. But now it's become something bigger where it's more about creating that passive income, right? But I noticed that in the last few years, I tend to get the same sort of person reaching out to me for help. And it's not like they need a lot of help. In fact, from the outside, you actually look very successful to everybody else. You look successful. You're making good income, right? And I call this you're in an income trap. Because you make great income, and from the outside, your life looks great. You look like you're prospering. But deep, deep down, and sometimes then you have to go that deep to find it, you know that you have no freedom. You might have high income. You might even work, you might work the great business. You might be an attorney. You could be a doctor or a dentist, or even, I talked to somebody recently, some people recently are chiropractors. You could be all kinds. You could show up in all kinds of fields. And again, you're making multiple six figures a year, most likely. But The thing is, you know, that you're making more money, but you have no more freedom. You're like, hey, listen, I'm making good money. Like I can make a good lifestyle. People will think I'm successful. They might say, hey, you're an attorney. You look great. Or you're a doctor or whatever it might be, right? You could be like a lot of you that follow me are IT managers, you know, or IT professionals, and you're making, you know, decent 100,000, 200,000 plus a year doing that. But you know that there's no real freedom. You know that you're trapped doing that work, that job or that career. And you're wondering if there's a way out. You hope there is, but you're not quite sure how to do it. You're kind of tired of spinning your wheels. You're tired of the same old thing happening over and over. You're tired of being that person that says, am I going to do this forever? And you want to know, like, you're watching your kids grow up and you're realizing that your kids are growing up fast. And that as they're doing that pretty soon they don't want to even spend time with you. And you wonder where all that time went. And yeah, you might take some vacations here and there. And again, from the outside, from the Pinterest, Facebook world or whatever, you know, your life might look grand. But in truth, you still realize you have no freedom. You're back to the grind. You're back to working your tail off. Now, here's the thing. I totally believe that we should be engaged in a good work, you know, no matter what it is. We should have purpose in our life. I know anytime I try to retire and do nothing or do very, very little, I lose that fire. My fire burns out. But at the same time, it's so nice to be able to say, hey, I'm working because I want to, not because I have to. I do this because I have a choice in the matter and I don't have to do this. If I want to take off a month, I can take off a month. And then come right back and do it again or do whatever I want. Or I could take off, you know, maybe a week every single month and have that time with my family or with myself or whatever it is you want to do. That to me is true freedom, is that you get to choose to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. And so I'm talking to you specifically. I want to, if anything, I hear you. I hear what you've been saying because you've been talking to me really over the last few years or even several years about the same exact thing. And in fact, actually now I think about it, I've talked to you guys for over a decade, you know, and I'm here to tell you that there is hope. There is freedom, but the freedom doesn't come from doing the same thing you've always done. Because if you keep doing the same thing you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always had, right? You know this to be true. You know that you're going to keep making good money. And you've probably been saving a lot too. And you're like, okay, I'm saving into these retirement plans. I've been saving here and there. Sometimes you're even saving in a savings account and it's eating you alive in a sense that it's driving you nuts, that you don't know what to do with it that can actually create money. And you're afraid to pull that trigger. You know, if you're that person, first and foremost, you know, just know that there is hope, right? There are things you can do. Yes, you can take that money and make more money with it. I just mentioned a company at the very beginning of this episode. I mean, think about this. Even if you had, say you happened to save $1 million, right? $1 million at 10% a year, that's paying you $100,000 a year. Now, the problem is that you've most likely adapted your lifestyle, right? Because you're wondering if you'll ever have freedom. So as a result, you start living free now. And I'm totally cool with that. I actually think you should have some enjoyment right now. And it may very well be worth the sacrifice to do that. That is cool. The fact that you're willing to prioritize your family right now is awesome. You know, don't ever feel guilty from the people that are the ultra savers out there and the financial pundits saying, hey, you shouldn't be enjoying your life. Hey, you shouldn't be spending so much money. Now, that being said, I do believe you should be a responsible and wise steward of your money. I think that you should be responsible with your resources. And if you are making good money right now, and maybe you're at the height of your income producing years, maybe you're in your 40s or 50s right now, and you're making the most money you've ever made in your entire life. Maybe even in your mid to late 30s. I've talked to many of you too, not to exclude you guys as well. Some of you in your 30s are doing awesome right now. Some of you even in your late 20s, I'm shocked just how amazing you've done. But the thing is, and trust me, for those of you in your late 20s, early 30s, you should be watching the people I talk to that are in their 50s and 60s. They're going to tell you, listen up, right? Because this could be you if you're not careful. But I'm here to tell you that obviously, like, there's so many options. There's so many things you could be doing, but there is a good path. There are things you can do that create income. And it requires you to be a responsible steward now. It does require you to say, hey, you know what, maybe I should actually be responsible and watch my money. And many of you are. Some of you are doing a great job, while others of you are realize you're being a little lax about it, right? And you know that you should probably do something more with that. Cool. That's great. At least you acknowledge that. Now, some of you are maybe just seeing that. You know, I'll tell you, the easiest way to get to that freedom, you know, to be able to hit that freedom for yourself is definitely to get your expenses to a minimum within reason, right? Don't get Lou living in a cardboard box. Don't have to sacrifice your life. And you don't have to pay off massive amounts of debt to do it. But it does mean that, hey, what's the priority here? What do we really want? Do we want that freedom, or we just kind of want a lifestyle that's going to keep us in this rat race? I believe it's actually possible to do both, but it requires a different mindset. It requires you to look at things differently. You know, give you an example. I'm spending way more money than I did even 4 years ago, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, if you went back, you know, when I was in my previous marriage, you know, I was living on about $5,000 a month, you know, let's be honest, it's probably closer to $6,000 a month. If we really cut down, it would have been $5,000 a month, but we were living about $6,000 a month. And that was with, you know, at the time, 5 kids. And man, I don't even know how I did it, because honestly, that was not easy. That was not living a hugely free life though. I mean, that was just saying, hey, I can keep my numbers down. Let's keep building my business and keep it going, right? And try to keep the profit. I kept reinvesting more in my business. But as time went on, especially about 4 years ago, I got to this aha of, okay, I can keep reinvesting my business, but what's the ROI on that? What's it giving me? And I shifted my focus. I said, instead of just trying to live cheap and have as high profits as possible, which is what I've taught even from the beginning of the show, is higher income, lower expenses, right? But then it became more about, all right, how do I really create those passive streams of income? You know, how do I really get those going again? And I had them already in place a little bit, but I just wasn't putting a very large focus or intention towards it. And so I started to do that. And for me, yeah, it was about a year later or so that I said, okay, cool. I'm looking at my numbers. I see that my expenses went up quite a bit. You know, I had gotten married, and so my expenses went back up again, or I should say remarried, right? I got married to another woman. And those expenses went up for sure, especially as we started trying to figure out how to find a home that will accommodate a blended family of 8 kids instead of just the 5 or 6 that I had, right? And that definitely created a new phase. But, you know, I knew that to get that freedom number, I had to get at least really about $15,000 a month to do that. And so by the, when I was looking at my numbers again, December 2016, I said, oh, we did it. All right, we're there. Sweet. And then I backed off my hours. I was like, all right, I'm working 5 hours a week. And then I fizzled out. And then I was like, okay, I'm bored. And fortunately, there's always opportunities that come up that say, hey, this is it. And I had opportunities coming left and right, because people always want to throw opportunities at you. But then the opportunity came. It's like, hey, Chris, like you taught me some cool stuff about like this insurance stuff. Why don't you come back out and teach that, as well as doing what you've been doing with the podcast and everything else? And I said, all right, as long as it doesn't take more than 5 hours a week, I'll do it. And I came out and did it, guys. And man, it's made my life so much more fun, where now the two active things that I do in my business is, one, I consult and help you guys create game plans to help get you to have the option to retire if you want to, or at least hit that freedom number that allows you to work because you want to, not because you have to. And then on top of that, doing the things with the infinite banking and things like that. And I'm sharing this with you because as I've evolved, that's why my message has evolved too. And for those of you that are caught in this income trap, that you make great income, but you know that that income is active income only. It's not passive. It's not residual or anything of that nature. I'm here to tell you that there's a way to do that, but it requires you to reject the things that have been taught in the mainstream media. It means rejecting the whole saving and retirement plans like you always have, because, you know, I just had somebody just last week, they said, hey, my goal is retire when I'm 50. And I get that goal a lot, just so you know. I get people to say, I think you talked about me, Chris. The truth is that there's more people like you than you realize. So this is one of the several people in the last few weeks that said, yeah, I have an 8-year goal to retire, and I want to retire when I'm 50. And I said, well, why are you packing so much money in these IRAs and 401ks where you can't touch them until you're at least 59 and a half or 60 years old. That doesn't make sense for your goal, does it? And they're like, yeah, we just didn't know what else to do. So we just keep doing it. Exactly. Now, granted, that's better than nothing. But I'll tell you that for them, it would have been much better to pack it away in their savings and say, great, now at least we don't have to get penalized for touching our own money, which is just ridiculous, right? And so it's like, no, we got to adjust this. And the cool thing is I said, you know what? Your 8-year plan, which they're saying like, that would be great if we could do it. I was like, actually, I think it's pretty easy to do it. I'm like, your situation's simple. I can see it right now. I can see the path. In fact, there's multiple paths. So that's why I can see paths here. There's multiple ways you can take this. There's not just one investment you could do. There's multiple types of investments you can do based on what you actually want to do. Like when you get to that point, you're free to do investments you actually love doing. That's one of my key things for my clients is I tell them, hey, don't just invest in things because it makes you money. Invest in it because you actually would like it. Like it's actually interesting to you. If that's the case, that's a much better investment for you than something that just drains you, creates more scarcity or fear. Those are not the right investments for you. Yeah, especially if it's not something you want to look at. I mean, it always shocks me when people say, honestly, I haven't looked at my retirement accounts for a while. I just stopped looking at them. You know why you stop looking at them? Because you can't handle all the ups and downs. You just hope it's going to work out. The problem is you can't live on hopium because at some point there's really going to be a day of reckoning. And that day of reckoning would be a point where you might say, oh, now it's too late. And then you're reaching out to me. And now it's never too late in my opinion, but that's what you're going to think, right? And you're going to be now in your 60s saying, oh man, like what did I do? Okay, well good. There's always options, you know, or you're in your 50s and maybe that's the case. I'm just here to tell you that that income trap, again, I know from the outside, everybody thinks you're doing great. They think your life is like an amazing fairy tale, but you and I both know it's not the case. It's not a fairy tale. It's real life. And you have fears, you have concerns, and you're wondering if you're going to be stuck trying to create this facade of a fairy tale, but you're going to be working your whole life. Guys, I'm here to tell you that there is hope. There are ways to do it. You know, I've seen people time and time again, sometimes where I say, guys, you could actually hit your number, that number you need to hit, your cash flow goal. You might be able to hit it in the next year or two. And some of you might be that same person. If this is you, I invite you to reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, Chris, I think you're talking to me. Help. You know, like I've seen some of these things. I've been listening to your podcast. I've probably been listening to other podcasts too. And I just need to know how to put it all together to get a plan and get this thing working. Hey, that's why I came out of retirement, guys. And this is what fires me up. This is what keeps me on purpose. This is why I'm training more advisors to do the same thing. Cause I know at some point, probably within the next year, I won't be able to handle all of you guys. Like I'm already kind of getting close to my limit of what I'm willing to work. Although I'm on a mission, I also know too that I got to keep good balance and I work better and I perform better when I'm happy. And so I'm trying to keep my hours no more than 30 hours a week. And guys, I'm getting there. So for those of you that you feel like you're in this income trap, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. But again, guys, to all of you, whether you're in this income trap or not, the message is always the same, is that there is hope. There are answers. There are solutions that could be easier than you actually think they are. And I'm just excited to be able to teach you. I hope this is valuable for you. Again, keep listening, keep tuning in, keep sharing. And you know what? One of the best ways to learn this stuff is to not just listen and not just to do, although do will help, but more importantly, to teach. Teach these things to other people. Start telling them. And yeah, you're going to sound maybe like a little bit all over the place, right? You might sound like you don't have an organized thought, but I'm telling you guys, like, you know, if you start to try to reteach some of these concepts and say, guys, like, does this make sense? Why are we saving these 401ks all the time when the 401k doesn't hit the right of return? Look what happens with the numbers, right? Like you've heard me do shows on before. Hey, if everybody's been following this advice for years, why are people still financially free? Why are the people still working their tails off in their 60s and 70s? That's because it's not working. And so guys, I invite you to teach this stuff, not just hear it, not just do it, but to teach it and then apply it in your life. And you'll find out you'll get a much deeper understanding of this than anything. So again, I hope that I help create that leverage and allow you to teach more too and share that. That's the mission I'm on. That's the kind of ripple effect I'm here to create, is to create a ripple effect of hope and freedom for you guys. So again, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.